Today's shir is Masechet in the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, six lines from the bottom at the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah in the previous shir, the Mishnah taught us the great value of the mitzvah milah, and our shir continues discussing this mitzvah. Tanya Rav Yishua ben Korcha Omer, G'dayla milah, milah is a very great mitzvah. Shekol zuchyoy she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who did so much for Klal Yisrael, lo'omda lo'ikish nisran shel min ha'mila. Moshe Rabbeinu was not as strong as the Gemara suggests he should have been in the mitzvah of Mila, in the Mila of his son. All of his chusim did not stand to help him. Shenemar. As the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu is traveling from Midian to Mitzrayim, and he v'yifkisheu Hashem, and as the Gemara will speak soon, he's in the inn where he's remaining with his family, and the Malach of Hashem meets him v'yivakish hamisa, and he wanted to kill him because he did not do the mitzvah of Mila. Om Rabbi, so Rabbi comments, Chas v'sholem, it's impossible to say Moshe Rabbeinu Nisra Hashem and Mila. To say that Moshe Rabbeinu did not follow and not do this important mitzvah is impossible to say. El kach omer. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's thinking? His thinking was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go to Mitzrayim to take out Klal Yisrael, to let them begin the process of Klal Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim. He says, Emel v'etzei, if I will do the Mila and leave Mitzrayim, sakonihi, it's a sakona for the child. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, it was on the third day by the mice of Shechem, where, as we know, Shechem had violated Dinah, and then he and his father arrived and told Yaakov and the Shvatim that they want to become part of Klal Yisrael. And it says, on the third day, when they were weak, that's when Shimon and Levi killed all of the people of the city. And we have here an interesting machloikas Ran and Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Ran says, we're used to learning that the third day of the Mila, the third day after the procedure of the Mila, is the day when people are sick. He says, it's not that the third day is the most sick. He says, of course, the day after and the second day after the Mila, the person who underwent the procedure is more weak than the day of the Mila, than the third day. He says, what pshat that the Pasuk says, V'hi b'yoyim ha'shlishi, is that on the third day we have a cumulative effect. The first day they were sick. The second day they were sick. So a person who's sick so long, on the third day he feels weak. But of course, the weakness is greater the first or second day. Rabbeinu Bechaya disagrees with the Ran. Rabbeinu Bechaya says that, of course, the third day is the day that the patient who had the Mila is weakest. The Chassam Sofer brings a very nice raya to the opinion of the Ran. He says as follows. He says that actually there was a debate taking place between Yaakov Avinu and his children. Yaakov Avinu suggested that the people of Shechem who underwent the Bris Mila actually meant it L'Shem Shemayim. His sons said that they didn't have any real proper intent. Their entire intent was only to be able to get Klal Yisrael to unite with them. So Levi and Shimon and Levi decided they're going to have a way of testing this. The first 2 days, they're weak because, as the Ran says, they're naturally weak. On the third day, they're not that weak anymore. So they're going to now hold battle with them. If they had done the Mila L'Shem Shemayim, they would be able to fight back. If, however, their intent of doing the Mila was not L'Shem Shemayim, they would still be weak. And the fact that they were not able to fight back, Levi and Shimon said, this vindicates their opinion, that they were not doing the L'Shem Shemayim, and that's why they went and killed out the entire city. And in fact, I saw a very interesting psak from the Mishnah Halachas. He says as follows, typically we find that if somebody wants something, a mitzvah done, and he wants somebody to participate in the mitzvah, you have to travel to the person doing the mitzvah. If I want to meet somebody, I have to travel to him. He says, the one place we find in the history of Klal Yisrael that the great people traveled was by a Mila. he quotes the Michas Halazah was a very famous Mohel. He says the Michas Halazah never said that if somebody wants him to be the Mohel, they should come to him. Because as our Gemara suggests, for a child who underwent the Mila to travel is dangerous, and therefore Mohelim and people who wanted a Talmud Chacham or a great Rav to be a Sandik always travel to the child, because we don't want to make the child travel to the Mohel or the Sandik. So then the Mefarsh ask that, how did Moshe Rabbeinu not be prepared to put his child in Sakana? They ask an interesting question. It's a Shail of the Rishonim. The Halacha that one is not supposed to put himself into danger to do a mitzvah, we learn from the Pasuk, the Chai Behem, that one should do mitzvahs to live, the Lo Yishyamus Behem. He shouldn't do a mitzvah that should cause him danger. But that mitzvah was only given after Kabbalah Satayra. So they ask as follows. The mitzvah of Mila, Moshe Rabbeinu already had. We already received the mitzvah, and we're going to discuss it later, from the time of Avraham Avinu. The inyan, the point of Achai Behem V'lo Yishyam Behem, wasn't yet told. So a person should be mechuyif to, at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu should have been obligated to do the Mila, even if it involves putting his child in danger. So the Pashat, the Pshat, I saw Rav Michael Feinstein says this Torah, it's Pashat. Moshe Rabbeinu understood without the Torah telling us that the Torah doesn't mean that a person should put himself into danger in order to do a mitzvah. Another pshat, a little deeper, but along the same lines. Rav Simcha Zisla Brody says this pshat. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu at that point felt that the Torah gives a person a choice. There's a choice, either do the mitzvah or either stay alive. And Moshe Rabbeinu chose to do the latter, have his child stay alive. Once the Torah says, V'chai b'hem, there the Torah is saying that you don't have an option. You have to not put yourself into danger. Another teretz that I saw the Achroinim give is that the pasuk of Achai Behem tells us that a person is even allowed to do an Aveira, unless it's one of the three Aveiras Chamuras, in order to stay alive. The other, but to not have to do a mitzvah, so say, I don't need a pasuk. In fact, I don't do a mitzvah if it puts me in danger. And you'll do the mitzvah when you're no longer in danger. Other Achroinim want to suggest there's a difference between Pharesia and Sinna. Here was a mitzvah that was done privately, certainly nobody's mechuyif to do a mitzvah privately that would put him into danger. The Imre Emes asks a gevaldig kasha. He says, if, as we're learning, traveling is such a danger for a person that undergoes a mila, he says, we know that in Mitzrayim, Erev Pesach, in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael did two mitzvahs. They brought the Karban Pesach, and they did the Dam Mila, as we say in the Haggadah. But the question was, how could they do bris mila that day? They were traveling that night. And our Gemara just tells us that traveling is dangerous. So he says an interesting teretz. He says there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, Margolius hayutoli b'tzarvorei shel Avraham Avinu. There was a beautiful jewel around the neck of Avraham Avinu, called mistakelba, and whoever would look at that jewel, misrapa, miyad misrapa, if he was not well, would become healthy. Says the Imre Emes. What does that jewel represent? That jewel represents the Gilui Shechina. Avraham Avinu represented the Shechina. So certainly, if you see the Shechina itself, everybody's going to become healthy. We know we say in the Haggadah, Ubemayra Godel, Zugilui Shechina. The night that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, everybody saw the Shechina. So if you're going to see the Shechina, you're going to have a refuah. So that's why they could have a Mila on Erev Pesach and travel that night, because they're going to see the Shechina, and the Shechina brings refuah. Emel Esher Shlosh Yom. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's other option? That he could wait 3 days until the child will be healthier and then travel. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's not an option. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omeli Leich Shuv Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me to travel, to go right away. I can't wait. So ask the Gemara, Bnei Ma Nenesh Moshe. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu get punished? Because when he stopped in the inn, and as the Ran and the Rosh explained, this inn was very close to Mitzrayim. And why did you stop? Now that you're near the inn, now once you stopped, you should have done the bris immediately. You're going to still have to travel to Mitzrayim. So the Ran and Rosh say it was a short distance from that inn to Mitzrayim, and that wouldn't have been a danger for the child. Says the Shalos Chuvas Marie Osad, based on this Gemara, a very important halachic lemaisa. We have a child that the bris meal couldn't have been done on the 8th day. So now we have a Milah Shel Bezmano. Teaches us, the Gemara says, the Mari Asad, that at the soonest opportunity, at the first opportunity to do the bris, we do the bris. We don't say, well, it's already not the eighth day, we'll wait for a Sunday, we'll wait for a convenient time. Here the Gemara says that as immediately when he could have done the bris, he should have done it. In fact, I saw the Paiskim say somewhat sarcastically, they say, the Moshe Rabbeinu might have thought, I'll wait till I get to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, I'll have all the Jews, I can make a big bris. Here in the Molin, there was nobody there. Rather make the bris with no one there and not delay it. In fact, I saw the Paiskim discuss this on a bris, even on the eighth day. The Paiskim all say that if there's opportunity to do the bris, we have to do the bris immediately in the morning. For Yashkim Avram Baiker, even if it's not as convenient of a time, and even if there won't be such a large audience, there won't be so many people attending the bris, a bris should be done immediately in the morning. Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzis. And that was the complaint, that why did you wait till you were in the, as soon as you were in the Moloim, you should have done the bris. The Chasam Sofer explains this Gemara. What was Moshe Rabbeinu's thinking? Very interesting way the Chasam Sofer explains it. We've mentioned many times, there's a famous machloikis of the Ratvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Let's say someone's in jail, and he has an opportunity, one day furlough. What should he do? So Ratvaz says, his first opportunity, he should take the furlough and do what he can. He could dam v'minyan, whatever. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, he should wait until Yom Kippur, Purim, where important days, we could do many mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu recognized that he can't do the bris 100% perfectly that day. Why can't he do the bris 100% perfectly? As the Gemara soon going to quote, he didn't have a knife to do the bris. He only had a sharp stone. And the Rishonim and Achronim all say that l'chatchila, a bris should be done with a knife. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt like the Chacham Tzvi. He should wait to do the bris milah until he'll have a knife and not do it with a sharp stone. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling him, a bris has a different din. A bris is done always immediately. Ask the Aruch Haner, we have a rule, Oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was busy doing the mitzvah of going to Mitzrayim. So why is there a complaint against him that he didn't do the bris milah? Says the Aruch Haner, a very important concept. He says, this klal of Oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, you can't say that if I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm potter all the time. It's only when I'm actually involved in doing the mitzvah. So while Moshe Rabbeinu was actually traveling, says the Gemara says, he didn't have to do bris milah. He's traveling. He's doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, to go to Mitzrayim. But now you're in the hotel. So now you're not actively doing anything to go to Mitzrayim. So your first opportunity, you should do the bris. And if it didn't, the Pasuk says he did wrong. The Satan didn't intend to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. He wanted to kill the child. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki chasan dom atali. Tzipora called this person chasan dam. Tzeri A, says the Gemara, Mi kari chasan, who at the bris milah is considered the chasan, have a oimazah tinik. Why is the tinik, why is the child who undergoes a bris milah called a chasan? Because what happens with a chasan and a kala? A chasan and a kala become connected to be a couple, husband and wife. Similarly, say the Mefarshim and explanation of Shimon Gamliel, when a person, when a child undergoes the bris milah, he's becoming connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the bris that connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dorash Rabbi Yehuda Babizna, the Shosh and Srash of Moshe Rabbeinu min HaMilah, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do the milah as he should have done, Bo Afachema. Afachema, different malochim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to represent anger, Ubalu, and swallowed him. V'loshayrimenu el raglav. The only part left of him was his feet, the area around the Mokam Hamila, to represent, as Mefarshim explained, one swallowed the top half of the body, the other one swallowed the bottom half of his body, and it was understood that the reason there was this anger at him was because he did not make the bris mila. V'yad, v'tikach tzipara tzur, tzipara takes a sharp stone, v'tikra, v'tikra says arlos b'noi, and she does a bris mila on her son, v'yad, v'yarif mimenu. At that point, the Afachema left Moshe Rabbeinu alone. And the Farshim say, why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu himself do the Mila? So they explain, there's a famous Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu entered into a deal with his father-in-law Yisroi, that his child that would be born to him, he would leave for Avodah Zarah. It's a difficult medrash to explain. So Moshe Rabbeinu had entered into a deal that he can't make a bris milah for his son. But Tzipira wasn't part of that deal. So that's why she was the one that did the bris. But the Mefarshim ask, the Gemara and the Paiskim discuss, is a woman permitted to make a bris milah? So they suggest, according to the Shittas, according to the opinions that a woman's not allowed to make a bris milah, Tzipira began the bris milah, but Moshe Rabbeinu completed it. But Oysesha, at that point, Bikish Moshe Rabbeinu Lahargan. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to destroy the Afachema. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Charef mi'av v'azoyv chema. There should no longer be Afachema. V'yoshayimrim, and some say that indeed, L'chema Hargoy. He was able to destroy Chema. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Chema Enli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chema no longer exists. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that Chema no longer exists? V'ksiv ki yogarti mepnei afa Chema. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I was concerned about the afa Chema, so obviously it still exists. Answers the Gemara, trei Chema hava. There are two Chemas. One he killed, and one still exists. V'bay Seima, Chema itself he was able to kill. Gunda the Chema, the army of Chema, still exists. Tanya, Rabbi Oyma, G'doyla Mila, Mila is such a great mitzvah. She'en l'cha mishnas asik b'mitzvahs. There was no one that was as great at mitzvahs. K'Avram Avinu. As great as Avram Avinu. There were nikra tamim. But Avram Avinu was not called complete. Elo shem hamila. Only after he underwent the mila. Shnemar. V'shalich v'fonev ayosamim. Now you could be complete. When? V'ksiv etna brisi b'nei b'necha. After you undergo the mila. So the Mefarshim ask a very obvious question. Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, wasn't complete until he had the bris milah. So that's how the Gemara is saying is a proof that the milah is such a great, important mitzvah. So Mefarshim say, the Ksav Sofer asked this, other Mefarshim asked this, what's the connection? They suggest as follows. Avram Avinu wasn't complete because he had to have a bris milah. But how does that prove the milah is the most important mitzvah? So one pshat that the Mefarshim give is that there's a famous word from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, in discussing why Avram Avinu never made a bris milah until he was told, Avram Avinu was mekayim all the mitzvahs, even though he wasn't commanded, he says a very interesting word. He says, as we explained in the previous year, what does the milah do? We remove the arla. But until there's a mitzvah milah, it's not an arla. Only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the mitzvah is the arla an arla, and then the mitzvah is to take it off. So the question is as follows. Why Avram Avinu is not called Tamim? He's called at his point of life, until he was given the mitzvah of Mila, there was no Arla. So why is the Pasuk not call him a Tamim until then? It must be that the mitzvah is so great that that's what completed him. That's one teretz. The Ksav Sofer says a different teretz. The Ksav Sofer says, we don't find that Yitzchak and Yaakov are given these titles. Why aren't Yitzchak and Yaakov given these titles? He said, because it was easier for Yitzchak and Yaakov to do mitzvahs than for Avram. He said, because the Rambam says that part of the reason that we have to make a bris milah, because the milah makes it easier for us to do mitzvahs. So he says, for Yitzchak and Yaakov it was easy to do mitzvahs because they, as soon as they were 8 days old, they had a bris milah. Avram Avinu went through most of his life without a bris milah. So Avram Avinu was greater. He did not have this bris milah that helped him do the mitzvah. So now the question is, if Avram Avinu was so great that he was able to do mitzvahs, even though he didn't have the bris milah helping him, so why is he not called Tamim until after bris milah? Must be because the milah is so great, and one even as great as Avram Avinu, that was able to do mitzvahs and not do averus, even though he didn't have a bris milah, is still not considered Tamim until he has the bris milah. Dove Acha, Gedoyla Mila, Shekshkula Kenega Kol Mitzvah Shebetayra. Mila is so great, it equals all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Shenemar, Ki Apia Dvar Me'ela, Karati Bris Beini Beinecha. Dove Acha, Gedoyla Mila, Shemila Me'ela, if not for Mila, Lo Neskaimu Shemayim V'Arts. The world cannot exist without a Mila. Shenemar, Im Loi Brisi Yoyim V'Layla. Mila is what keeps the world going. Says the Gemara, Upligid Rebeleza, but this is in different than what Rebbe Lezer said. So I saw a very interesting Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer. The Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer says, throughout Shas, when we have the word pliga, What do we say it means? That there's a machlokes. One opinion holds one way, another opinion holds the other way. Says the Pirkei de Rav Elazar, in Agadah to Gemaris, when we have the word pliga, doesn't mean that there's a machlokes. Both opinions could coexist. Dor Rav Elazar, G'dayla Torah, Torah is so great, Shemolei Torah, if we didn't have Torah, L'neskayim v'shamayim v'aretz, the world cannot exist. Shnemar, and B'loi B'risi, Yoyim v'layla, Chukas shamayim v'aretz loisamti. Torah is what makes the world exist. And as the Rasha explains, why is Mila so great? Mila is so great because as we see, a guy, to convert to Judaism, the only mitzvah he has to do is Mila. So we see that Mila is great. Ask the Rasha, if, as our Gemara is suggesting, Mila, Torah, are so great, why, what it says in Pirkei Avos, the world stands on three things, Adin, Val Emes, Val Shalom, Amil and Torah not included. So the Masha answers, that Mishnah is referring to a relationships ben Adam l'chaveroi. For the world to be able to exist, for people to be able to coexist, we have to have amongst ourselves Din, Emes, and Shalom. But when it comes to speak about ben Adam l'makoyim, certainly Mila and Torah are what the world requires. Says Rav Kiveiga, beautiful word from Rav Kiveiga. Rav Kiveiga says that our Gemara, as we said, is saying two things the world needs to exist, Mila and Torah. So, firstly, he asks, how can we say that the Pasuk in Loi Barisi Yoyim V'Layla refers to Mila? We know that Mila is not supposed to be done by night. So how can we say Laila is Mila? So to that, the Mefarshim answer, the Mila actually does take place at night. Because the mitzvah of Mila is not just to conduct the bris Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is that a person should be circumcised. Once a person is circumcised, he's circumcised by day and by night. And there's a gevaldig raya to that part. David HaMelech says that he goes to the Beis HaMerchetz, and he said that he was Orem, he didn't have any mitzvahs on him. Then he saw that he had the Mila, so he said, L'amnatzech ala shminis ala Mila shenitna b'shmini. The Mila is done on the eighth day. If the mitzvah is doing the Mila, so what's the mitzvah? It must be the mitzvah is to have a bris and be circumcised, and that remains Yoimam V'layil. But Rav Kiveiga goes a stickle further. He says that actually the mitzvah Mila and the mitzvah of Torah are really very connected. He says someone who has a bris Mila, after someone has a bris Mila, that is the person who's able to learn Torah. That's the person who's able to learn Torah. And he says, therefore he says, La'aloch l'maisa. Just like we know that a father has an obligation to teach his son Torah. Let's say, Rachman Litzlan, someone doesn't have a father. So the obligation goes on the father's father. Vishnantel Vanecha, grandchildren. Paternal grandfather. So he says the same thing. Since our Gemara is connecting Mila to Torah, let's say someone, Rachman Litzlan, is born without a father. Who has the obligation to make sure that the child has a bris Mila? The child's paternal grandfather, if he has a father's father. But then we could even take, perhaps, this concept a draft further. What does the word Mila represent? We always speak about a bris Mila. What does a Mila represent? So actually the word Mila is a combination of two words. Mi l'Hashem. Someone who has a bris Mila, someone who learns Torah, are in the concept of Mi l'Hashem. Those are the people that are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by learning Torah and by having a bris Mila. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, V'shosh amalai l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram Avinu, his alech l'fonim v'ayei samim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, now you'll be complete. Achzaz arada, he's trembled. Om Hashem yesh b'dov maguna, maybe there's something improper in me. Kivin sh'amalai v'etna b'risi, b'ini u'b'necha, once Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him that you should have the bris mila, niskar u'datai. He recognized that he hadn't done anything wrong. Just now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, is the time for you to do the bris mila. Continues the pasuk, the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu. For yoytze oysay achutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Avram Avinu outdoors. Amal afanav. And Avram Avinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, I looked at my mazel. V'ainli ein leben echad. I won't have, v'ainli roi lo hay leben, as it says on the side. I'm not going to have any children. Amaloi. Same with Tagnina Shulchan. Don't follow what the stars say. Ein mazal Yisrael. Klai Yisrael are not subject to mazel, and you don't have to worry about this. So Mefarshim say, here our Gemara say, ask, here our Gemara says, a mazel Yisrael. Yet the Gemara says in many places, b'nei chayim zayni, children, life, being healthy, zayni, having parnasa, loibes chusatay malsa, it doesn't depend on chusim elba mazla. So we see that there is mazel for Klal Yisrael. So I saw a number of terutzim to this question. One terutz is that, of course, there is a mazel, but the rest of the world is completely subject to the mazel. Klal Yisrael, if they act properly, they will not be subjected to the mazolim. Another pshat along the same line is that tzaddikim are not subject to mazel. Other people are subject to mazel. Another pshat that I saw is that every individual in Klal Yisrael is subject to mazel. But Klal Yisrael as a nation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us as a nation, we're not under any specific mazel. And yet another teretz that I saw from Reb Mendel Rimenover, he says, in Chutz La'aretz, Klal Yisrael is subjected to mazel. But in Eretz Yisrael, since Eretz Yisrael is the country, the place, Eini Hashem El Kechabo, Meresh Sashonah, Achor Sashonah, there Klal Yisrael is not under any mazel, it's directly under the dominion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol HaMetam Atzmai, whoever is willing to accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever it should be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metam Imai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in kind with him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Im Chosid Tizchasod, one that acts like a chosid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with him accordingly. Im Gavra Tomim, if somebody acts with complete faith, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts, Titamom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts accordingly with him. Om Rabbi Yishya, Kol HaMetam Atzmai, whoever acts with Tamimus, in complete faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shoh Omed Esloi, will have Hatzlocha, will have success. Shenemar, Hisalach Lefonev Ayesomim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, you act with Tamimus, V'ksiv, and then after all these years, V'yisalavim Goyim, you will have children. Om Rebbe, Kol HaMenachish, whoever follows superstitions, Loi Nachash, will be subjected to these superstitions. Shenemar, Kloy Nachash B'Yakov. Ask the Gemara, the Pasuk doesn't say Loi would evolve. That means that you will be subject to substitution for Lablam and Aleph. It says that you won't be subjected. Elo, says the Gemara, Meshumida Kenegamida. If a person accepts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever happens, he says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and this is the way it's supposed to be, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts accordingly. Tana Hav B'Reid Reb Zera. Kol Adam She'en Menachesh. A person doesn't follow superstition. Machnis Noisoi will come into a place in Shemayim. B'mechitza Shafil Malach Eshars Eni Yecholos L'Kanat B'Talkai. It goes to places that even the Malachim can't enter. Shenemar Kloy Nachesh B'Yakov L'Kesem Yisrael Ke'es Yoyim L'Yakov L'Yisrael Ma'pol Kel. The Malachim ask, as the Ran explains, the people who acted in this world were Loy Nachash, that did not follow superstition, they are given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then, when they come to the Olam Be'emes, the Midah is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them the greatest secrets. He says, because you accepted what I did without any question, I will now reveal to you all the secrets, that even Malachim, who don't have this Nisayon, that don't have this test of accepting whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and says faithfully, they don't have this schus. Amar Bavu, Amar Beleza. Neymar Nenesh Avraham Avinu. Why was Avraham Avinu punished? Mishtab the Bonav Mitzrayim, that his children were slaves in Mitzrayim, Messiah Vesar Shana, 210 years, Mnesha Osa in Garia Batamid Chachamim. He used Talmid Chachamim to be his soldiers. Shenemar, in the war with the Malachim, with the four kings. Shenemar, Vyorach Eschanichev Yelide Besai. He took his HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Talmid Chachamim, as we're going to see, to act as soldiers, therefore he was given this punishment. So ask the Rosh, we all know why it happened, the Rosh says. The Rosh says, because as the Gemara says, that Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'me'e eda kerishana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu that you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu is asking questions, v'me'e eda kerishana, how do you know? And the Gemara says, that's why his children were given this punishment. So now the question is, why, how come the Gemara says that this is the reason? So the Rosh explains, how does it come that Avraham Avinu should in fact do such a thing? That Avraham Avinu, the big mammon, the greatest believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asks questions, B'ma Eda, how do you know? Because he did this, that he took Talmidei Chachamim to be soldiers, that's what brought him to such a situation that he should ask such questions. The Mefarshim point out that from here it seems that this story with the Malachim, with the fight, took place before the Bris Bein Absarim. Others say that it seems from the Chumash that this story happened later. It's Bemis and Machloikis, how we showed him exactly when it happened, but I saw Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman explains the Gemara this way. Certainly, the Bris Bein Absarim took place before the war. However, at the Bris Bein Absarim, all HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was that we will be Gerim. And we know that that begins from when from when Yitzchak was born. This extra Gzeira, this extra decree that we should work hard, only happened after he took Talmidei Chachamim to be soldiers. So now the question Mefarshim asked is, if Avraham Avinu did the wrong thing, why were his children punished? He should have been punished. So he says, so Mefarshim answered, this is the lesson. Once Talmidim, once students, are considered like his bottom, like his children. So the lesson was, you took your children, your Talmidim, and took them as soldiers to war, so your children will have to go to Mitzrayim and work hard. The Shmuel says, Neshehifras Amidosov Shekarish Baruch Hu, he questioned God. Shnemba Ma Eda Kerishena. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shehifrish, Bnei Odom, Melikonis Tachas Kanfei Shechina. Avraham Avinu prevented people from coming under the Shechina. Shenemar, as the Melech Sdoim tells Avram, after he prevailed in the war, Tein li al nefesh, give me back my people, v'rechush kach loch, and you can keep the rechush, the money that you got in the war. So Mefarshim explain, what is the Mida Kenegah Mida? That because Avraham Avinu wasn't prepared to take the people of Sdoim, we went to Mitzrayim. So they say a very interesting teretz. In the Mechama, if Avraham Avinu would have taken these people, he would have brought them close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lost the opportunity. So we had to go to Mitzrayim. And as we know, when we left Mitzrayim, the Erev Rav joined us. So the people that Avraham Avinu did not take when he was from Sdoim were made up with the Erev Rav that left with Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim. So the Pasuk says, to Yorik Eschanichav Yolidei Beisoi, Avraham Avinu took the people from his home to go into battle. Rabbi Yoimah Sharikim B'Torah. Before he took them to battle, he taught them Torah, because the schus of Torah is what can make them prevail in the war. Mishmul Yoimah Sharikim B'Zov, he promised them money that they should agree to be soldiers. So the Pasuk says that how many soldiers were there? Shmaina Asav V'Shloi Shmeis. 318. Omer Abba, Eliezer Kenegakulam. Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was equal to all the other soldiers. Ikadamri, Eliezer Hu Dechash B'nei Hakehava. Avraham Avinu did not take 318 soldiers. He just took along Eliezer. And the gematria of the word Eliezer is 318. Ask the Maral, if that's all Avram took to war, just he and Eliezer, so why does the Pasuk say he took 318 people with him that only belittles that makes the ness less? Says the Maral, certainly all Pshatim agree that Avraham Avinu took 318 soldiers. Why? Because whenever we do anything, we're supposed to not rely on a ness. We're supposed to try to do it the Derech HaTeva. So even though Avraham Avinu realized that Eliezer will be the only soldier necessary to win the war, he didn't want to show that it's all Nisim. So he took along soldiers that it should not be so obvious that it's all a Nes. So the Gemara discusses Gematrios for a moment. Vomer Amma Ba'aba. Ben Gimel Shana Hik Avraham Asbari. Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, Ekev Shashama Avraham B'Koyli, V'chush B'nei Mei V'Shivim Trein. So Pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Avraham Avinu, we know, lived 175 years. The gematria of the word Ekev is 172. Says the Pasuk, 172 of those 175 years, that means after he was 3 years old, Shama B'Koyli, Avraham Avinu realized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, many Rishonim and many Midrashim quote different years where Avraham Avinu recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu was 48 years old when he recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a Gaval de Geraya to that Rambam. He says that the Pasuk says that Asari Meinu lived 127 years. The question is, why did Sarah only live 127 years and Avram lived 175 years? So the Farshim answer, because the Pasuk says regarding Sarah, Elish Nei Chayi Sarah, and Rashi says, Elish Nei Chayi Sarah, Kulam Sham Lotaiva. Sarah's whole 127 years were one long succession of Avodas Hashem and Yirah Shemayim. If we take 175 and we deduct 127 from 175, how much are we left? With 48. So Avraham Avinu was 175 years with the same Sarah as 127. They both had 127 years of Avodas Hashem. But now we have a question. Here our Gemara is saying that Avraham Avinu served Hashem for 172 years. And here we're saying he started at 3. And here it says from 48. So one teretz that I saw is similar to something I said earlier. Avraham Avinu only came to Eretz Canaan when he was 48. Real Yira Shemayim could only be in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he taka recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu by 3. But he didn't come really to the Madrega of Yira Shemayim until he arrived in Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is as follows. Certainly, and that's the lesson of the Midrashim, the Mefarshim say, Avraham Avinu, who could be greater than Avraham Avinu, recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he was 3 years old. But the Madrega of Yerushalayim has to constantly grow. We can't be a Yerushalayim at 48 like we're a Yerushalayim with 3, even if you're Avraham Avinu. And what the Rambam and the Midrashim are telling us is that Avraham Avinu's life was a succession of growth in Yerushalayim. Until he reached 48, that's when he really came to the Madrega. He didn't say, I'm a Yerushalayim at 3. It's an important lesson. We shouldn't be the Yerushalayim that we were in kindergarten. We have to grow in our Yerushalayim. Vamer Rami bar Abba has sotten bechuzmenei tlasmei v'shitten v'arba. The word has sotten is the gematria of 364. So what does that mean? To teach us that the lunar year, that the solar year has 365 days in the year. To teach us the 364 days of the year, the sotten can fight us, to try to entice us to do averus. There's one day of the year the sotten doesn't work, Yom Kippur. So it's only 364 out of not 365 days. So Mefarshim asked, why do we use the word sotten? It should say, why do we use the word hasotten? It should be sotten. So I saw three terutzim. One terutz is that whenever the pasuk speaks to sotten in his role of trying to entice us to do avera, he's called hasotten. That's why it's proper to follow the word hasotten. Another teretz that the Yaris Devash says. The Yaris Devash says a very interesting teretz. He says it's not only on Yom Kippur that the sotten doesn't have power over us. It's also from Yom Kippur until the first day of Sukkot. That's why the first day of Sukkot is called V'lekach telchem b'yom ha-rishin, rishin l'cheshben ha-avoynis. So even if you take the word sotten, there are 5 days of the year that the sotten can't prevail. Another teretz that I saw from the Sefer Likutei Basar Likutei is that the sotten really plays in two roles. One is that he tries to get us to do averus publicly, and another is that he tries to get us to do averus privately. When he tries us to that we should do averus publicly, he's called hasotten, the big sotten. Averus privately, he's called the sotten. Even on Yom Kippur, the sotten doesn't have his power. That's only on publicly. A person's not going to do an avera on Yom Kippur. But privately, a person has to watch himself even in Yom Kippur. And there's a machlokes rishonim, which we really don't have the time for, that discusses what does it mean that the sotten doesn't work on Yom Kippur? Does it mean that he doesn't prevail over us on Yom Kippur? Or does it mean even that on Yom Kippur, the sotten doesn't say anything bad about Klal Yisrael? So I saw the Mefarshim say a few interesting points. There's a famous Gemara, Rav Tzadok says this fart. There's a famous Gemara that says, Yom Tovim, Ki Yom Kippurim, and Ketubah Av. Why? On Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av, the Jewish girls would go out and dance, and that's how we had Shidduchim. But first you ask Yom Kippur, is the day for this? So the answer, because of Yom Kippur, we have no Satan. When we look at, when a person is looking at the girls, he has to make sure that his Machshava is L'Shem Shemayim. What day of the year can we be sure that his intent is pure? Yom Kippur, when there's no Satan. But it's interesting, Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the gematria, it's relevant to this year. The Chassam Sofer says the gematria of the word Shemitah is 364. That the Shemitah year is like Yom Kippur. That the whole year of Shemitah is 364 days. That if a person is Mekayim Mitzvah Shemitah, then the Satan cannot prevail over those people who are Mekayim the Mitzvah Shemitah. V'amrav Ami Bar Abba, K'siv Avram, B'K'siv Avroham. First the pasuk calls him Avram and then Avram. B'tchila M'licha HaKadosh Baruch Hu M'sayim V'arboim V'shloish Avrim. First Avram Avinu was only able to be prevail over 243 of his limbs. B'psayif M'licha M'sayim V'arboim V'shmoina Avrim. Then he was able to be over all 248. Elohein, which Avrim were missing until he had the Bris Milah? Shtei Naim is two eyes. Shtei Naim is two ears. Rosh Gvia, his Aver. And as the Mepharshim explained, that's, as we said earlier in our Shia, that's the whole point of the Mitzvah Smilah, to help us be able to prevail even on things that we can't control. You can't control what you see. You can't control what you hear. The Mitzvah Smilah gives the Jew the ability to be able to be Oved Hashem under all situations. Rami Ba'aba, Ma'idiksev, there's a pasuk in Koheles. Iktana, there was a small city. V'noshim, Iktana, Zaguf, refers to the body. V'noshim Ba'ma'at, Eile Avarim, those are the limbs. Obel Melech Godel, V'soy V'soy, a great king surrounds us. Zei Yetzahara. It refers to the Yetzahara. Obel Olam, Tzodim V'charomim, he builds all sorts of traps to trap us. Eila Avonis, those are the Averis. And as the Ben Yodik says, what's Godel? The word Godel means Dugal, a double wave. The Yetzahara convinces us to do Averis and not do Mitzvahs. Uba Ish Miskein V'chochem, an old wise man comes, not an old, a person who's downtrodden. Zeh Yetzatoif, Umalat Ir B'chochmasa, he's able to save the city. So Tshuva Maisim Toivim. Tshuva Maisim Toivim are what help us prevail. V'adam lezocha se'ish ha-miskenahu. The v'shas yetzahara, less the mitgalei l'yetzatoiv. When a person is doing an avera, he doesn't think of the yetzatoiv. So the Ben Yoyada says a beautiful pshat. He says when a person does an avera, his intent is purely to do an avera. He doesn't think about doing a mitzvah. But when a person does a mitzvah, there's a little yetzahara involved in every mitzvah. He thinks about covered. He thinks about other ulterior motives. Rav Naftali Trop and Rav Shalom Shvadron explained the Gemara that the Yetzirah really is just one's imagination. Rav Naftali Trop says a Gvalda Gemashal. He says there was a person that was left on an island, and he looks and he sees that the island is totally surrounded by water, and he thinks he's hopeless. So he starts walking to the water. He has nowhere else to go. And when he gets to what it seems that it's the water, it's really dry land. It was all just an imagination. It says the Yetzirah, that's the way the Yetzirah is really just trying to fool us, to make us believe that we can't do the mitzvahs. But as soon as a person starts walking and attempting to do what's right, he sees that it's not that hard. Says the Gemara further, the pasuk says in Kehelis, HaChokhma toz l'chokhm me'erish mesar shlitim. HaChokhm toz l'chokhm is a tshuva ma'isim toivim. That's the purpose of our life. Mesar shlitim, shtei enayim, v'shtei esnayim, the two eyes, the two ears, shtei yidayim, two hands, shtei reglayim, v'rosh aglia peh. A person that follows chokhma, a person that follows the yetzer toiv, has dominion over his whole body. Arab Zachariah Meshum Rabbi Shmuel, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahotzi Kuhuna Meshem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted that Kuhuna should come out of Shem. Shenema, as the pasuk describes Shem, V'hu Koyin L'Kel Elyon. He was a Koyin. Kivin Shegnam Brikas Avram L'Brikas Amokim. But when Avram Avinu meets Shem, Hashem greets Avram Avinu before he speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoitzim Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind and took it from Avram. Shenema, V'Racheyu V'Yoymer Baruch Avram L'Kel Elyon Kanish Shemayim V'Aretz. First he greets Avram, And then Ubarach Kel Elyon, and then he greets Hashem. So Mefarshim ask, but wasn't Avram a descendant of Shem? So the Mefarshim answer, one Teretz is, the first all of Shem's descendants were supposed to be Kohanim. Now it's limited to Avram Avinu's descendants. Another pshat that I saw is that Avram Avinu was a descendant of Shem, not through his Bechor. Yet Avram was the one that got the Kahuna. And another pshat that I saw was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to call Shem the Kohanah from Shem only from that point on. Avram was born before, yet the Mashal says he got the bracha, the Kohanah should be from him. This Gemara is relevant la'aloch l'maisa, the Paiskim discuss. Here we see we're supposed to greet Hashem and then greet a person. Where is it relevant? If a person's making a l'chaim, so he has to make a bracha. So you have to be careful first to make a shahakel or bay priya gofen, drink, and then only say l'chaim. Supposed to greet Hashem and then greet everyone else. Where else do we see it? The Paiskim say Rosh Hashanah by night, when we eat the simonim and we make a hirotzen. So it's important, say the Paiskim, first make a bracha on whatever simon you're eating, if it's something you have to make a bracha on. Take a bite, then only afterwards say the hirotzen. First greet Hashem with the bracha and then greet people. Amar Avram, v'chi madim and berkas eved l'berkas kainai, do we greet a person before Hashem? V'yad nisnu Avram, the bracha was given to Avram. Shnem enum Hashem alakim, shev limini, ar oshes oivecha adoim l'reglecha. V'sreik siv nishba Hashem v'lo yinochem, at the kain l'oilam, you will be a kain forever, al divrasi makat tzedek. Why you are going to be a kain forever? Al diburei shemakat tzedek, because makat tzedek expressed himself the wrong way. V'anid iksiv hu kain l'kel elyoin, only Shem was a Kohen, Vein Zara Kohen, the Kuna was transferred to Avram Avinu and his children. And as the Mefarshim explained, because what is a Kohen all about? A Kohen that gives a bracha, his Kavanah should always be Kvod Shemayim. Hanu Lachab in the Dharm, Hanu Lachab in the Dharm, Hanu Lachab in the Dharm.